Your host, Ben Korn.
And Nick Ahmed, 0% owned in Yahoo Fantasy Leagues.
For a reason.
Was the 30th best hitter last week.
And Chris Welter.
Nope, he's terrible, and we will not mention him again for the rest of this podcast lifetime.
And now, it's time for Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Ben Paulson.
Got some breaking news for you, Ben.
Ben Paulson.
I am going commando.
Fantasy Baseball Weekly, welcome aboard the train. Thank you so much for joining us. We are recording this podcast on Sunday, May 24th. You may or may not have heard, but Chris Welter is here going commando.
Ben, I feel like you don't believe me. Do you want proof? Hold on. Let me get this belt here. You want some proof that I'm going commando?
Anywho, I was excited to do this podcast live and in person with Chris Welter. I am now not as excited to be doing this live and in person with Chris Welter. But Chris, thank you for...
Yes!
Being here, and thank you to myself for being here. This is wonderful.
You just say the word. I'll take off my pants.
Okay. So we're doing a podcast about fantasy baseball, not what you're rocking underneath your pants.
Sorry, Ben. I'm excited. You're back behind the board. It's good to have you back. I was happy to produce last week, but it's tedious. It's a lot of work. I don't like doing work.
You know, it's a lot of work getting semen.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
I don't know how that worked out for me, but it happened, and so thank you.
The latest I heard is you made a lot of money, so...
Hey, anytime you can bring in the dollar bills, life's good. That's what I keep telling the old lady at home. Just make the dollar bills, however you need to. And she was okay with me doing it the way I did, out in Montana.
Yeah, they need semen out in Montana, apparently.
So we've got a lot to talk about in this show. I've got Chris Welter hooked on daily fantasy sports, so we're going to go a little bit more in depth about what is the difference between weekly fantasy sports and daily fantasy sports, and some tips to the trade. We'll also unveil our inaugural Fantasy Baseball Weekly Daily Fantasy Day, which is Tuesday.
Whoa. What is this? I was
yeah,
not aware.
Yeah, that's not even on the rundown.
I'm excited.
Of course, we'll tell you all about the news. We have an extended news break that we're going to attempt to do today that I think you're going to really be excited about. And just talk about people. Talk about Ben Paulson. Talk about Chris Colabello. Talk about Billy Burns. Talk about Hanley Ramirez. Talk about Coco Crisp. You name them. I'm ready to talk about them.
All right. How about Yasmani Gonzalez or Yasiel Puig?
All right.
Those names are difficult to say next to each other. I just found out.
You are an idiot for attempting. So, let's get this thing started with the news.
Are you guys ready for the news with Chris Welter? Well, here it is. Take it away, Chris.
This week, we're changing the way we run the news. We're going team by team.
The Athletics.
Coco Crisp is back on the 15-day DL as of May 23rd. That means Billy Burns is stuck in that leadoff spot. Sean Doolittle, AAA rehab assignment, coming up sooner than later. And likely to take back the closing job.
The Blue Jays.
Jose Reyes due back this week. Devin Travis sent to the 15-day DL. That's sad for me because I love him. Chris Colabello. The run is over, or is it? Going into Sunday, he had 2 straight games with a home run, and he's in the cleanup spot. More on Chris Colabello in the player profile.
Love that guy.
The Reds.
Johnny Cueto, scary news. He was scratched from today's start, that's Sunday, with elbow soreness. Uh-oh. That means Raisel Iglesias takes his spot, and he pitches like an ace, but does not have a lot of experience behind him. But he's someone to watch.
So I know that you've been monitoring this Iglesias guy for some time now, Chris. What's your inside scoop on Raisel?
Yeah, I'm very intrigued by him. He's a Cuban-born player. This is his first year in the league, and he has some really, really filthy stuff. The problem is he's only pitched about 80 innings or so per year throughout it. He's 25, and he just hasn't pitched much. So there's no way he's going to be a full-time starter this year. But he had a spot start today. Last week, he pitched 8 solid innings with 1 earned run. So when he gets those spot starts, he's worth a look. He's worth a play.
And the Reds, are we nervous about their starting rotation right now?
Good Lord, yes. If Johnny Cueto goes down, that team should just give up. I feel bad for them because they kind of got screwed by injuries last year, too. But, yeah, let's wait tentatively for some more news on Cueto.
Johnny Cueto, a Boston Red Sox?
Not if he has Tommy John. No.
The Braves.
Alex Wood scratched due to illness last week. He's listed as day-to-day.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
John Jay expected back from DL this week.
Ooh, the Dodgers.
Yasmani Grandal exited the game on the 22nd with concussion symptoms. He is now on the 7-day DL. Puig and Crawford have no timetable for the return.
What's new?
The Giants.
Matt Cane looks like he's within 2 weeks of being back on the field.
The Indians. Dots, not feathers. I mean, feathers, not dots.
Yan Gomes is back this week.
The Red Sox.
Rusny Castillo had his debut this week, committed an error and scored a run in his debut. He is on a 2-game hitting streak right now.
By any chance, did he debut this week?
I think he may have debuted this week.
Oh.
Hanley Ramirez exited the game early on May 22nd. X-rays were negative, but he should be fine. He's been back in the lineup. Pablo Sandoval hasn't started for a couple days. He's got no structural damage in knee. He's just kind of fat and wanting some time on the bench. Shane Victorino, breaking news as of Sunday, back on the DL 15-day. If you have him, let's just drop him immediately. What do you think?
Yeah, why'd you have him in the first place?
I thought he was going to be good.
It's great news for Rusny Castillo owners, though.
Yeah, did I tell you my story about Rusny Castillo? I drafted him in our weekly league.
Right.
Literally the day before he got brought up, I almost let him go finally. Because I was like, he's just never coming up. Like, I can't just keep holding a spot because I had Devin Travis go down. I had all these guys. I was like, all right, Rusny, I gave you a good 2 months. You didn't come up. And I was like, on the verge of hitting the button. I think I got busy. And then never came back to it. And then he got brought up. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
No, there is a heaven.
That's lucky because he's an immediate starter in all leagues, all formats. He could be a stud this season.
The Marlin Wains.
Henderson Alvarez is back on the 15-day DL after just two starts.
Two poor starts.
Jared Cozart was also placed on the 15-day DL. Wait, scrolling down on the Marlins, Matt Latos was placed on the 15-day DL. We can't get Jose Fernandez back soon enough, but they're saying early June, so we still got a month.
The Pirates. Arr.
Charlie Morton looks to be back to the majors this week from right hip surgery.
The Texas Rangers.
Josh Hamilton should return this week. Remember that name?
I'm excited for that one.
The Rockies.
Corey Dickerson.
Big Dick.
Headed to 15-day with plantar fasciitis. That's retroactive to May 19th, so I'll have to wait till June till I can play with my dick again. Justin Morneau has concussion symptoms. They're not going away. I would stay away from Justin Morneau as well.
The Nationals.
Anthony Rendon looking closer to June for return. That's scary. What's going on there? He just keeps getting pushed back.
Yeah, he's a struggle.
Jason Wirth was sent to the 15-day DL, and Tanner Roark is officially in the rotation and is a 2-start pitcher this week.
And is this a Chris Welter recommend pickup?
Yeah, he will be. Let me double check that. I think he's in my... No, he's not in my tracking, Chris. But you should pick up Tanner Roark, yes.
Okay.
I like him. He was a solid number 2 fantasy starter last year. So immediate adds all leagues.
The Royals.
Jason Vargas should return to the pitching staff this week.
The Tigers.
Victor Martinez finally sent to the DL after being terrible all year. And Justin Verlander is expected back in the first half of June, and I've heard he's looked great in rehab.
The Yankees.
Jacoby Ellsbury was sent to the DL on May 20th. That was big news for all Yankee fans. With a right knee sprain, they say that even when he's done with his 15-day stint, it's going to be like 20 to 25 days he's on the DL. So you're looking at late June before Jacoby comes back, and Chase Whitley out for the season with Tommy John surgery.
I think it's Chase Whitley, but we'll continue on.
I prefer Whitney.
Carlos
Correa. I like women.
The Astros.
Carlos Correa is expected sooner than later.
The Brewers.
And Will Smith suspended 8 games for a substance on his arm. Not a huge loss for the Brewers, as he's just a holds guy, but look for Jeremy Jeffress as someone to pick up the holds in his place. Well, what do you think, Chris? Should we just let these people have shit on their arm?
Yeah, I'm going to rant a little bit here. It's not really
fantasy-related. Okay, should I cut them off, everyone?
The MLB loves to just delay making rule changes, and they've done it with many other things. They love to keep their traditions and whatever bullshit. These pitchers all use substances on their arms. All of them. I mean, how many guys have been suspended in the past 2 years? Michael Pineda, Clay Buchholz. And then you're going to go and suspend this guy for 8 games, even though you have Freddie Freeman, who was the batter against him in that game, saying he wants the pitcher using those substances because it's safer for the batter when the pitcher has better control and better grip on the ball. This is just a waste of time. This literally should be changed right now. They should just vote on it and change the rule and let these guys use substances when they pitch.
Wow.
Sorry, it pisses me off.
That is passionate. I agree with you, Chris. Clay Buchholz has been shitty since he got rid of using substances.
No. Check out his starts. He's been killing it. Because he's just hiding the substance. He's not actually showing it to the world. It's the stupidest, bogus rule I've ever heard of. Come on, new commissioner in MLB. I don't even remember your name right now, but you're pissing me off.
The Player Profile on Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Chris Adrian Colabello from Framingham, Massachusetts, went to Milford High School in Milford, Mass, and Assumption College in Worcester, Mass. Back ya con, my yad. Sadly, Colabello grew up in Italy during his elementary school years and missed getting the accent. He also didn't get drafted by a Major League Baseball team, which seems crazy since he went to a Division II school in Assumption College.
Where?
Assumption College. On May 13, 2013, he was promoted to Major League Baseball by the Minnesota Twins after playing 7 seasons in the minors for cool team names like the Nashville Pride and Worcester Tornadoes. What up, New England? He started a whopping 1-11 and drew some interest from the Korean baseball organization. He chose not to take that $1 million and go Korean, instead opting to pursue his dream of being a Major League Baseball player. This story has a happy ending with Colabello playing great baseball and a cleanup hitter today for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Aww.
This is producer Rick, and you're listening to Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Fantasy Baseball Weekly, hello. My name is Ben Korn. Next to me is Chris Welter.
Howdy.
We just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We enjoy doing this podcast for you each and every week. It starts in the beginning of fantasy baseball draft time, and then it runs all the way through the World Series, helping you make some money, whether it be on the weekly side or the daily side. We want you to have fun, have an entertaining podcast, because not all of them are that entertaining. And we do that for you, and we don't ask for very much. You know what I am going to ask you for?
We need your help.
We need your help. There's some help that is needed here. We, you know, enjoy being ranked what we're ranked on iTunes and Stitcher, but we'd like to move up the ladder. You guys have been great. The downloads have been coming in, but we want to really kind of make a move right now. This is our opportunity. So if you don't mind, cruise over to iTunes. Fantasy Baseball Weekly is what you search. Give us maybe 5 stars.
Yeah, give us some stars. Whatever stars you think we deserve.
I mean, maybe a comment? A comment
might
not be bad.
Yeah, rate and review. And don't forget about Stitcher. You can rate us and review us there as well.
And I know we sent out the Podomatic link to a lot of people. That's Podomatic.com, Fantasy Baseball. Give us a, you know, like our page on Podomatic. Fantasy Baseball Weekly is the page. And, you know, maybe give us a like. You know, if you like our podcast on Podomatic, that helps move up their list as well. So that's 3 different places. Stitcher, iTunes, Podomatic. Make us look good. Maybe you can follow us on Twitter.
At FantasyBBWeekly.
And definitely follow the Twitters. We're very interactive with guys. You know, and we do have a daily fantasy contest that you can find the link every Tuesday. So follow us on Twitter. FantasyBBWeekly. Weekly. I was also told that we had some sort of blog by Max Bauer.
We don't have a blog, no.
Oh, there's no blog.
Nope.
So don't worry about the blog. Just take care of all the rest.
Yeah.
This has been a public service announcement from your friends at Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Thanks.
Get out your trunks. We're going swimming. The deep dive on Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
New segment here. We're calling it the Deep Dive. This week, we're deep diving for semen. Ben's specialty. Marcus Semien, at the ripe old age of just 24, is currently the best shortstop in fantasy. Traded from the White Sox to the Athletics this past offseason, clearly Billy Beane saw something he liked. Although his BABIP is a tad high at 351, he has lowered his K rate by 7 points compared to last year, while still walking at a 6% clip. His real value stems from the power that has shown up this season. In 60 less at-bats, he has already matched his extra base hit total from last year. He did show power in the minors, hitting 15 home runs and 20 doubles in just 300 at-bats at AAA in 2014. With second base, third base, and shortstop eligibility, he will continue to be a major fantasy asset this season.
Hey guys, it's Franny. How do you start your day? Because I start mine with some coffee and Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Welcome back to Fantasy Baseball Weekly. Ben Korn, Chris Welter. This is episode number 13. It's pretty amazing we've done this for 13 episodes, Chris.
Lucky number 13.
Yeah, I think this one is going to be a difficult one since it's number 13. But with our 13th episode, it's kind of a big day because this week I finally cracked Chris Welter and got him into daily fantasy sports.
That's right. I've given in.
I mean, for the longest time, I was the only daily player of the twosome here. But I don't know, Chris, what's your initial thoughts 3 days into being a daily player?
So far, so good. I've broken even.
All right, that's a so, you know, I would expect since you do a baseball podcast, you'd be better than even. But one out of two ain't bad. Everybody,
it's only 2 days. Yeah.
With as much stats as that you know about, you know, up here, you would think you'd be killing it.
Well, I think that's what I'm starting to enjoy the most is it's making me learn and focus even more on new stats, on stuff I didn't even pay attention to. For instance, Benny Korn.
Yep.
Got a stat for you here. I played Miguel Cabrera in Daily Fantasy today.
Yeah, seemed like a good idea.
Do you know why?
Because he's one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball.
Well, you went with the easy answer.
Okay.
The actual answer is he has crazy day game to night game splits this season. In day games this year, he's batting .450 with 9 home runs and 27 RBIs.
Okay.
In night games this year, he's batting .231 with 1 home run and 4 RBIs.
And did that pay off for you today in Daily Fantasy?
Well, we're still in the middle of it, but he did hit a double in his first at-bat. So. Yep.
So it's already starting to pay off. So keep an eye on those stats. Is there any more that you can give people that will help them? But before you do that, for those people that are wondering, okay, I'm not a daily player, why should I pay attention to the segment?
Good point, Ben.
Why should they pay attention to the segment?
Oh, yeah, you want me to continue there?
I thought you would have the answer.
I was just saying, good point. Actually, can I just say, Ben, I'm really enjoying this episode number 13.
Yeah.
Because we're recording a little bit later. It's a beautiful day here.
Yeah.
Beautiful Sunday. And since we're recording later, we got no coffee, but we got beers instead.
You're welcome.
Actually, they're my beers, so you're welcome.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But no, so I've really enjoyed Daily Fantasy Sports because it makes you look at these different stats, but then I sort of realized a lot of these stats can be helpful in choosing your own lineups, even if it's not a daily fantasy sport contest. You know, typically, in our usual 12 or 14 team leagues, you have 3 to 4 bats on your bench, and you have to decide who to play.
On a Sunday, everybody's playing.
That's true. Yeah, a lot of people are playing on Sundays, and you can start to use some of these statistics. Particularly the lefty and righty splits. That's what I've really been using a lot in the daily fantasy sports. I can't say it's paid off, but I'm only 2 days in. But I think it can be helpful for everybody. So I just wanted to go over some of those stats.
And before you get into too much, let me tell you,
I want to get into stats, Ben.
But the brain over here.
Numbers.
I've been playing daily fantasy for a long time.
Oh, that's right.
So let me throw this number down at
you. Okay, what do you got?
Yeah, I think the nice thing about playing daily sports is that you look a little bit more in depth on starting lineups and the way the lineup is built. So, you know, where you're big on the stats, I've never been a big stat guy. So I let the coaches kind of make that decision for me. So if all of a sudden I see somebody like Kevin Kiermaier batting leadoff, I know he's probably going to be good against that type of pitcher. So you almost, instead of having to do stats to figure these things out, you know, Kevin Kiermaier against lefties might be eighth in the order, but against righties, he's the leadoff guy. So they basically do the stats for you because all these, you know, coaches and GMs know all these stats that you're throwing down, and I don't have to do them myself. I can just look at the batting order and be like, it's going to be a good day for Anthony Gose.
I like that. It's kind of a little cheat you have there. So you don't have to look at the numbers. You let the managers figure it out for you.
Yes.
And also, just in general, if a guy's hitting leadoff versus eighth, he's probably going to get an extra bat.
Yep.
And Daily Fantasy Sports is point-based, so you don't really lose points as a batter. The more at-bats you have, the more chance you have to get points. So I like that theory, Ben. How's it been working out for you?
I mean, I had a rough start to my Daily Fantasy world before I figured out all these tricks of the trades. That's why I'm here to help out. Right now, I'm up.
Hey.
I'm up pretty big.
Okay.
So,
We don't want to throw a number out here?
It's some people work in large numbers, some people work in small numbers. I work in medium numbers. So, I'm not throwing down $2,000 a day, okay?
Which is possible. That freaked me out, actually.
Yeah, you can definitely throw down.
There's like $10,000 competitions where it's one-on-one. That's a little crazy.
I'm kind of intrigued by doing one of those. No. At some point, if I just have a lot of money, I'm just going to do that. Let's do this.
Oddly enough, the fiancé, Jamie Joy, was really pushing me to do the $10,000
one. Yeah, she's like,
one.
Go for it.
That was surprising.
Life savings.
I didn't do
Let's double up.
Didn't do it, though. Anyway, we're going off the rails here.
Okay. Give us some stats.
Let's get into numbers here. So, lefty-righty splits. There are a lot of players in the league that are called platoon players because they can only hit either lefty pitchers or righty pitchers. Some of the guys I just wanted to bring up that are particularly good and or bad at those things, Adam Lind is a big one. He is currently hitting .351 versus righties and is hitting .063 versus lefties. They just bench him against lefties.
Yeah.
So if you see him against a righty, he's a .350 hitter. You got to play him. And there's a good chance he'll be cheaper in Daily Fantasy Sports because they look at the overall average and not the lefty versus righty. Matt Adams is another one. For his career, he's batting about .300 versus righties, and he's batting under .200 against lefties. So he's another one that you want to probably bench anytime he's against a lefty. A couple other guys here. Chris Davis is batting .143 versus lefties, where he's batting .255 versus righties. Charlie Blackmon out there in Colorado. Everyone has him as a...
What? The black guy.
They have him as a top 100 player, but frankly, only against righties. He's batting .313 against righties and actually only batting .170 against lefties.
Can I break in here, Chris?
Yeah, sure.
So I was thinking about this daily and weekly and how it can benefit you. And as a man who's won a variety of different weekly leagues, 2 out of 3, and in that one I didn't win, I led throughout the whole regular season, just had a bad playoffs, such is life, But what I've learned from this year, playing a little more daily fantasies, I'm keeping my eye on those streaking guys. So it's like somebody like Billy Burns has been on the top of my list of like, I need to start this guy. He's not Miguel Cabrera, but he's come up batting leadoff. He's doing some good things while he's in there, and he's very cheap in the daily world. And I think about, okay, well, maybe in the weekly, let me keep my eye on that Billy Burns guy, Or somebody like Chris Colabello, who was our player profile. Nobody else probably knew about him, but since he was on my radar, because he's been killing it on the daily world, I had my team on the weekly until you stole him from me.
I mean, streaking players is definitely the way to go with daily fantasy. Those two in particular, Billy Burns and Chris Colabello, have been great this week, and they're very cheap. They were some of the cheapest outfielders you can have. So those are really the guys you need in daily fantasy sports. But then you're right. Then you can also pick them up in weekly leagues and ride it out for a couple weeks. That was what we said to do with Chris Colabello.
Yep.
And if you have him, then you're loving it right now.
Jake Mariznick was good for that for a little while.
Right, and now he's basically droppable.
And then you drop him and say, let me pick up Billy Burns. So you can kind of mix and match. So it's just something I was thinking about as, kind of keeps you, you're a big kind of, rookie guy or like watching the minors, similar
because
to that.
Because when they come up, they can be very streaky. They can be hot as hell for a month, and then the league figures them out. So the rookies are another hot, streaky play. A couple other guys I want to mention here. Ryan Howard, who's been on fire lately, but it's only against righties. He's batting .280 with 9 home runs against righties, and he is batting .226 with 1 home run against lefties. That's because he's a lefty. Last guy I have here, Pedro Alvarez, has been on fire lately, but he's another guy. He has He has an OPS about .800 versus righties, while he has an OPS of .576 versus lefties. So he's literally only playable against righties.
Pedro Alvarez got that power, though.
Yeah, he's got 8 home runs. He's looking good this year.
And you're definitely looking for that extra power in the daily world. Where, you know, in weekly, you can kind of like, all right, let me throw away the home runs and just go for the doubles, the runs, RBIs. Those home runs are key.
Yeah, I got to say, I think they're, in my opinion, we play on DraftKings. They're too heavily weighted towards home runs. If you have a guy, if you have three home runs in your lineup, you basically win.
Yep.
And I like more all-around statistics, but hey, I didn't make the game. I'm just playing and trying to win money.
Just winning some cash, man. Then pitching. I mean, that's always really important in terms of finding those pitchers that are, you know, not necessarily the Clayton Kershaws, but the guys that'll get you the K's.
Oh, yes.
You know, just throwing out some daily fantasy knowledge at you, just while you're giving
some
stats.
I'm soaking it in. I'm trying to win to this indeterminate amount of money that you've won.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Okay. You just keep saying it's a lot. I don't know.
It's more than two pennies.
So let's keep rolling with this lefty-righty split talk, because I also realized that this can be a really good way to figure out if a guy is actually having a breakout or if he's just having sort of a flash in the pan, a hot streak, if you will. Two guys that really stood out to me when I started looking at the lefty-righty splits this year, Mike Moustakas and Lucas Duda. Two guys that are having great years.
Very good years.
People are calling them breakout stars, and their lefty-righty splits back that up.
Yep.
So Mike Moustakas, career 220 batter versus left-handers, is batting 286 versus left-handers this year.
That's just figuring out the other side.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. Once you do that, you can start to play every day, and you become just a better all-around player. So that's sort of a surefire thing for me that says Mike Moustakas is legit right now, that he might be becoming finally a star that people are waiting for. But the biggest breakout to sort of prove himself from lefty-righty splits this year is Lucas Duda.
Yes.
In 2014, batted 273 with 28 home runs versus righties. Okay?
Wow.
Versus lefties, he batted 180 with two home runs. That's last year. This year, he literally...
He's completely changed.
Yeah. He swapped his splits. He's crushing left-handers this year. This year, against righties, he's batting 250 with one home run. That's okay. But against lefties, which is supposed to be his difficult pitcher to face, he's batting 400 with four home runs. He's better against lefties than he is righties. That says to me that Duda is geared for greatness this season and beyond. Like, he really could be a fantasy superstar.
That's what everybody keeps waiting for him to break out. I mean, at the end of the day, that's only five total home runs. You know, I expect a little bit more from my boy Lucas. You know, everybody talked to him, you know, in the beginning of the season saying, hey, Lucas Duda is going to have a huge year. He had 28 home runs last year and didn't even do very well versus righties. He's starting to hit, versus righties, he wasn't doing very well. And so then they're expecting big things this year, and I don't think we've seen that from Lucas.
So, okay, I hear you that five home runs is not much yet, but one offset, when you don't get home runs, you get doubles. And Duda is crushing doubles right now. He's got 15 doubles, which is already halfway to what he did last year.
Well, okay.
Okay, and that is in only a third of the at-bats. So, yeah, maybe he should have eight home runs instead of five, but I could easily see three of those doubles turning into home runs in a different ballpark or in some other weather.
Or if his team would bat very well around him.
Yeah, anybody to bat with Lucas Duda would be great.
Be good, yeah.
Because I think they have Daniel Murphy batting cleanup behind
him.
Nice,
D-Murph.
That is terrible.
I dropped him early on in the league so people could pick him up.
Yeah, I picked him up.
Yeah,
he's actually been rather good.
Yeah, whatever.
He's been rather good.
So that's kind of the idea of daily fantasy sports compared to weekly fantasy. We thought we'd take kind of a moment there since Chris decided to jump aboard the bandwagon and become a daily guy. We'll keep you posted as to how much money Chris makes because he's a genius.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
$10,000.
Jamie really wants me to play the $10,000. Listeners, if you give me the $10,000, I will play your $10,000 and split the winnings with you. How about that?
Boom. And this coming week will be the debut of the Fantasy Baseball Weekly daily game on DraftKings. It'll be every Tuesday. Follow us on Twitter. That's Fantasy BB Weekly. For more details, not going to be very expensive. Probably like a $2 to $5 buy-in, you know, with a possible winning of like $20. So keep it small. If it becomes popular, then maybe we up the ante. $10,000.
Ben, this is a free podcast. We do nothing. We make no money. I'm not playing for
$10,000. $5,000.
It just ended at five. $5. Do it in the extreme excited voice. $5.
$17.
No. It's the Fantasy Game of the Week.
This week's Fantasy Game of the Week features the best Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher going against the best team in the league, the St. Louis Cardinals. Clayton Kershaw starts on Wednesday against the Braves. But the best pitcher on the Dodgers right now is Mike Bolsinger. He is starting on Friday, May 29th against John Lackey. Bolsinger has been solid, allowing no earned runs in his last 14 innings and striking out 14. The Cardinals' offense has come in struggling, but when you have more than two Mats, Adams, Holiday, and Carpenter, hitting in your lineup, anything goes. Dodgers, Cardinals, Friday, May 29th, is this week's Fantasy Game of the Week.
Hey, it's Chris Welter. Don't tell Ben, but I took over Fantasy Baseball Weekly online. For the latest news and streaming pitchers, hit us up on Twitter at FantasyBBWeekly. Now, let's get back to the show.
Fantasy Baseball Weekly, the best fantasy baseball podcast not found on the radio, but only found on iTunes and Stitcher at Fantasy Baseball Weekly. Chris Welter, Ben Korn, this is everyone's favorite part of the show.
Ben, hold on. What was up with that game of the week? You want people to watch some random-ass bowl singers?
It's either that or my boy Mike Wright on Baltimore Orioles. Who do you want?
I want to watch, like, Kershaw-Mad Bum matchups. Granted, that was last week, but stuff like that.
Not that's, Mike that's Bolsinger and John Lackey?
Man, fuck Bolsinger.
Whoa, whoops, dude. I'll play him.
My bad. Like
Bolsinger is my boy, son.
Beer, not coffee this week. Sorry, I'm getting a little excited.
So now I guess we become the second best fantasy baseball podcast not found on the radio if you're going to be cussing like that. Wow, dude.
I mean, we'll never be on radio, let's be real. That's not our style.
Yeah, I mean, when you're saying, you know, the F words and stuff. But anywho, let's get to the more important thing, which is everyone's favorite part of this show, and that's tracking Chris.
Let's do it.
So, Chris, you had an interesting week. I'm pretty sure you only had one player that you put as your tracking Chris, and that was Chris Owings.
No, why do you always do this? Come on.
So Chris Owings was good, 2 of 24 this week. He did score two runs and had a stolen base. But considering the Arizona Diamondbacks had a really good week, it's pretty embarrassing that you picked Chris Owings.
I agree. So what do you grade me there? Let's move on.
All right, so Chris Owings, I'll give you a D-.
Ouch.
You know. Willen Rosario, Colorado Rockies, what up? 333, two doubles, four runs, a stolen base, three RBIs. I think that's a good pick. You know, last week we talked, you know, I was in Montana. I said, I think you picked some great players as part of your tracking, Chris, and you really did. I mean, Carlos Beltran came off of his
wait, what's my
streaky
grade for Willen? You are the worst teacher. You never give me grades.
So, Willen Rosario, I'll give him a B+.
All right. He's catcher eligible, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I like about Willen. I ended up picking him up in the weekly league. Thanks for the heads up. Carlos Beltran, 238, three runs, two doubles, one home run, two RBI. Not bad. He was doing better prior to when you played him. I'll give that a B-.
Okay. Got you the donger.
Yeah, I like a good dong. Brett Anderson.
My boy.
6.1 innings. Three earned runs, quality start, 7K. Not bad. Again, you don't get a win from this guy.
You can't.
It's like, why are you picking a guy that's not going to get you a win?
He's on the Dodgers. I mean, the wins are pure unluckiness.
I mean, the Dodgers should be getting all the wins. Why, for whatever reason, why does Brett Anderson not get these wins?
I'm with you. Maybe they don't like redheads there in L.A.
So I'm going to give you a C+ for Brett Anderson.
Oh, that's harsh. All right.
I mean, I feel like Brett Anderson, tough we talked about my boy Fulte on the Braves, Mike Foltanovitz.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Brett Anderson and Fulte are very similar. I'll have him on my team. I think he's a good player. You know, he's quality start pretty much every time out, but there's just nothing there. You know, there's nothing really exciting about.
I mean, 7Ks and six.
No, Mike Bolsinger. Now that's somebody who's exciting.
All right.
Woo!
What's my next pick?
Carlos Frias. he has one more game to go, I guess.
Right, he pitches tonight.
He pitches tonight, but we're not going to count that. He had six innings pitched, one earned run, three Ks. Another quality start, but no win.
Ah, he didn't get the win? All right, see, I'm just getting purely unlucky, though.
I'm a big fan of Frias. I'm the one that kind of put you towards him. But, again, he's the same type of guy. Six innings, only three Ks. You got to at least get a K per inning. Come on, Carlos. One earned run's good. Quality start's good. For both those pitchers, I'll give you a B.
All right, you know what? That's fine. Again, I aim to be a C-plus student, so I think I'm there.
I mean, that's an embarrassing thing to aim for, but I appreciate what you're trying to do.
I actually just read an article that said, I mean, it was more trying to convince me than use statistics, but it said why C students are better at life than A students.
Was this built upon the George W. Bush commencement speech where he said, I was a C student, and look what I became?
Oh, I didn't know about that. I mean, he's clearly an idiot, though, so
yeah,
that's not a surprise. I'm just kidding. He's a president. He can't be that dumb.
Classic.
So we got some... Should I do my new players now? What do we got here?
Sure.
Ah, thanks. You're the host. I'm, like I said, you're the host. You're the producer. You're behind the board. I want you to tell me what to do.
I don't know what's going on.
What we're going to do is go over my Tracking Chris for this week.
We are tracking Chris Walter's fantasy baseball picks, not his sleeping habits.
Mike Napoli is red hot on fire. I have in my notes he had 3 home runs in the last 2 games.
Breaking news!
He has 4 home runs in the last 3 games because he just hit one today. Mitch Moreland is my second pick. He is also on fire.
How about them Rangers?
He is hitting .325 with 3 home runs, 3 doubles, 6 RBIs in his last 14 games. He is first base eligible in Texas. Definitely go get Mitch Moreland. Steve Pierce is also starting to heat up.
Grand salami.
He is second base eligible, so a little trickier to fill if you need that. But the actual second baseman I think you should pick up. If Steve Pierce is there, definitely grab him. But Chase Utley is red hot right now, batting .304 with 6 doubles in his last 14 games. And I got one pitcher, just one, because wow. Ben clearly hates me and hates my pitcher picks. Okay. He wants you to just pick Bolsinger all the time. So I'm going to go with Kendall Graveman versus the Yankees. Graveman went down to the minors for about a month, retooled. He came back up with a lot more control and pitched, I think, 6 or 7 shutout innings yesterday. So
pitched very well.
I like Kendall Graveman as a pickup and maybe a keep.
But don't start Chase Utley against Kendall Graveman. That's what you're saying.
Why would that happen?
Because Chase Utley is not on the Yankees.
Nope. He's a Philly. Like Ben said, he's not here for the statistics or any real facts. He's just out here blowing air.
I thought that was Chase Headley. That's pretty good.
Well,
so do you really want to track me after I just said that Chase Utley was on the Yankees?
We are definitely going to track you. I'm a little worried about your picks, though, here, Ben.
Okay. I felt like I did a pretty solid job.
Yeah, you went with Hector Gomez, who I...
Hector Gomez!
Who I still declare I don't know who that is.
I think I thought he was Carlos Gomez. I think that's where the problem was.
Yeah, you wish he was.
Yeah.
But Hector Gomez only batted .188 last week, 3 doubles, 2 runs. He was pretty terrible.
I mean, considering you don't know who he is, I think that was a pretty good pick.
Yeah, sure. If I don't know who he is, it means I don't want him on my team. So I'm going to give you a D- for that one.
D-? He got 3 doubles.
He was worse than Chris Owings.
Oh, boy.
That's hard to do. Your second pick worked out a little bit better, though. Hector Santiago, who pitched very well in his first start this week.
And pitched very well in his second start this week.
Do you have that? I'm trying to pull those stats up, and I'm struggling. Yeah, his first start this week, he went 6 innings, 1 earned run. Quality start, got the win, got 5 Ks. So it's got the win that Ben Korn loves. It's clearly all he cares about. How did he do in his start today, Ben?
That is a great question, sir.
Actually, I have it right here.
And I have it right here.
Okay, why don't you go ahead?
I mean, you have it right there. Now, he's got 6 Ks and 6.2 innings. Got a quality start. Does not get the win. But considering that's now 12 innings pitched, 4 runs allowed, 2 quality starts, a win, and 11 Ks.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, man. That's in the A rank. I'm going to go A-.
Oh, wow. You give me an
A-. You need 2 wins to get higher.
All right,
but, yeah, A-. That's solid.
I mean, Hector Gomez could have been better. But you know what? I only pick one batter. I don't have the luxury of picking 3.
I have to say, you dive a little bit deeper.
I go super deep.
I try to find guys that are about 50% owned. You're going 0%
owned.
Yeah,
I like
these
to go
guys
5
are
to 10%
not owned anywhere.
I like to make it so it's... Anyone who's listening to this podcast can pick up this guy and put their trust in me.
So, speaking of guys that are 0% owned and you've never heard of, Ben, who do you have this week on Tracking Ben?
So get excited. This is the best choice I have ever picked. Ben Korn. No, he's not a major league baseball.
Does he play catcher?
No, he does not. Ben Paulson. You may not have heard of Ben Paulson before. He just got brought up. He got brought up a little bit last year, but just got brought up to play for the Colorado Rockies, which anybody that plays for the Rockies can put some points on.
Great home ballpark.
He is first base eligible. He's also outfield eligible. Last week, batted .444. He was 8 of 18, had 4 runs, 3 RBIs, a home run, and 2 doubles. Will that continue? I don't know. But what I can guarantee you is that him and Will Rosario are kind of fighting over spots on this Rockies team, and right now Ben Paulson is the one that is getting those spots at first base.
They're definitely splitting the spots.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely Ben Paulson's winning the spots.
What he's winning at is the mustache game, because he's got a killer mustache, which I think is bright red.
Yeah, and that's part of why I like him as well, is that he kind of brings it both. Yeah. You can visit at FantasyBB Weekly on Twitter.
We'll tweet that out.
We'll put the picture up there.
Sure.
My pitcher is similar to my Mike Bolsinger love. This guy's name is Mike Wright. You may not know him. He's a pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles. 14 innings, 10 K in his last 14. 2 quality starts, 1 win, because he allowed 0 earned runs through, I think it was 8 innings he pitched last night, and did not get the win.
Ouch.
And a .70 whip, so his he's not allowing people on base. He's got 0 earned runs allowed during that time. He's kind of killing it. So you might want to pick up Mike Wright. He was the number 4 best pitcher last week. He's only 13% owned. I think you've got some potential.
All right, well, you got 2 picks there. They're definitely deeper than my picks, but Benny Korn did find you Hector Santiago last week, so
and
he's
Mike
worth listening
Bolsinger
to.
And is only 27% owned in most leagues, so that might be
so rush out
up.
And drop that guy.
And you know who else you just pick up? Kyle Hendricks.
You mean Kyle Kendrick?
I don't know. One of the two.
Well, only one is good. So
and that's
Hendricks.
Okay. Kendricks? It's Henry Kyles.
I'm thinking we should not recommend this guy because I don't know who it is.
Okay. But he pitched well. Kyle Hendricks. 10% owned. 9 innings last week. 7 Ks. No runs allowed. A quality start.
Actually, we should mention him. Last thought of the day here. He actually had a stretch last season that he was red hot pitching like a Cy Young. So if he found that groove, he's only 25. This is Kyle Hendricks on the Cubs.
Yep.
He's only 25.
Kyle Kendrick on the Rockies.
No, you don't want any Rockies pitchers ever. So, but yeah, if Hendricks can find the groove that he found last season, he could be a great asset for you. So he's worth a speculative ad.
Yeah. Any thoughts from your end on 2-star pitchers?
Oh, yeah. I do have some 2-star pitchers. I was just about to pop a second beer here, but instead, we'll tell you about 2-star pitchers.
Help people out. Stop drinking so much help people out, man.
So, your 2-star pitchers next week, we got Wei-Yin Chen. He is versus Houston and versus Tampa Bay. Houston, you get a lot of Ks, and Tampa Bay is just terrible. Clay Buchholz, if he's out there still, you got to go get him. I went over that last episode. He is at Minnesota and at Texas. You got Shane Green, who's looking like he is reborn.
I'm not a fan of him. If you don't like Mike Bolsinger, I don't like Shane Green.
He's been up and down, but he's at Oakland and at the Los Angeles Angels. Jesse Hahn is versus Detroit and versus New York Yankees. Roenis Elias, I really like his matchups. He's at Tampa Bay and versus Cleveland. Mentioned at the top of the show, Tanner Roark is at Chicago and at Cincinnati, and he's on Washington, so you got a great play for wins right there. And lastly, my boy Brett Anderson is again a 2-star pitcher. He is versus Atlanta and at St. Louis.
And just to keep you up to date on some hot pitchers, Jacob DeGrom, 11 Ks in 8 innings last week. No earned runs, a .13 whip, got the win and the quality start. He's starting to heat up. AJ Burnett, give credit to Chris on Twitter. He outdueled Matt Harvey, so you got to give him credit. 17 Ks in the last 14 innings, less than a 1 ERA, less than a 1 whip, had 2 quality starts and 2 wins. Corey Kluber continues to kill it. 17 innings, 19 Ks, a 1.06 earned run average, 2 quality starts, 1 win. Kenley Jansen's back, closing the games for the Dodgers. He's
they
been
solid. They needed it.
3 saves in 1 week. So, you know, the games that you didn't win, Kenley Jansen saved those.
Gotcha.
And Garrett Cole's been really solid. 8 innings pitched, 10 Ks, a win, no earned runs, .84. So definitely kind of keep him in your lineups if you're doing some daily work. And on the batters, just wanted to let you know about some guys that are not well known that are killing it. AJ Pollock, he's my boy. He's becoming well known.
But he is the seventh best outfielder in fantasy this year.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
He had 8 runs this week, 4 stolen bases, batted .400. DJ LeMahieu is making his way back to somebody you should keep on your radar. Had a home run, and he batted .385 with a steal and 8 runs himself. Carlos Gomez, who I thought was, the other Gomez.
What's his name? I don't know.
Hector Gomez.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
He did really well. Had a home run. Had 5 RBI, 2 steals, 6 runs, well, 3 doubles.
Now that Ryan Braun is hitting again, Carlos Gomez is bound to hit even better. He has some line of protection finally.
And Mitch Moreland, the guy that you are recommending for next week, he is only 3% owned, had 3 home runs.
He's only 3% owned? You got to go pick him up.
4 runs, 2 doubles, 3 home runs, 5 RBIs, batted .417 last week. And somebody that I've been kind of playing with on the daily side, Cameron Maben, batting second for the Braves. He had 5 runs, 2 doubles, 5 RBI, and 3 stolen bases, only 4% owned.
Wow.
And my last guy I'll throw at you, Chris Iannetta.
No.
Who I tried to get rid of. I thought Perez was going to steal his job. Iannetta's come back strong, batted .429, 2 home runs, 2 doubles, 3 runs and 6 RBIs last week. So he's only 4% owned. He's got a track record of being really good and just had a tough beginning to the season. Looks like he's getting on track. And Nick Ahmed, 0% owned in Yahoo Fantasy Leagues.
For a reason.
Was the 30th best hitter last week.
Okay.
He batted .471, had his first home run of his career, had a stolen base, had a double, and 3 runs. It's a flyer, but I almost threw him into my tracking bin. He's feeling it. He's good. Nick Ahmed.
Nope, he's terrible, and we will not mention him again for the rest of this podcast lifetime.
That means this podcast today?
No, for every podcast we ever do, we will not mention Nick Ahmed again.
Well, I guess that brings this podcast to a close. Any last thoughts from you, Chris Welch?
Just go get Mike Napoli. No one's hotter. No one is hotter than Mike Napoli right now.
I'd make a case that Prince Fielder is hotter.
I thought you were going to say Nick Ahmed. I was going to jump across this table.
And we've been chatting with a friend of ours, King of the Hill Sports. Might be worth checking out kingofthehillsports.com. They've got a cool new app that we've been playing around with. You can't spend your money on it yet. They don't have any games where you can win money, but kind of play around with it. They have free games on there, and Chris and I have been doing it. It's got potential.
Right, it's more intense than daily fantasy. It's play-by-play fantasy, so you predict what will happen next play.
Oh, Jesus. So that's it. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Ben. Except for Nick Ahmed. Thank you for everything else.
I want to thank Hector Gomez. I want to thank Ben Paulson. I want to thank Mike Wright. And, of course, most importantly, I want to thank Mike Bulzinger.
Oh, man. A whole bunch of players that you do not need on your lineup.
Thank you so much for shipping up to Boston. I'm a sailor.